D.C. Fox's Rachel Sutherland.
But President Trump is pointing the finger at Tehran and attacks on tankers in the Gulf of Oman.
Probably got essentially Iran written all over it. They're a nation of terror.
The president also clarifying comments he made to ABC News that he would listen to dirt on a political opponent from a foreign agent.
I don't think anybody would present me with anything bad because they know how much I love this country.
President Trump telling Fox and Friends he would report anything bad to the FBI and the attorney general. Democrats called his comments un-American. Chris?
And Rachel, the lineups are announced for the Democrats' first two presidential debates. It's two groups of 10 with, among the main big frontrunners, Elizabeth Warren in one group, Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, Kamala Harris, and Bernie Sanders in the other. The debates are June 26th and 27th. There's an attempt to organize all the lawsuits against manufacturers and distributors of opioid drugs.
The goal of the motion filed in federal court in Cleveland is to create a system for the country's 25,000 municipalities to benefit from any future settlement reached through opioid lawsuits. Plaintiffs' lawyers say the request would also help the manufacturers and distributors by defining a finalized group of entities benefiting from the settlement. Hundreds of lawsuits accused pharmaceutical companies of downplaying the addictive nature of opioids and prescription painkillers, largely blamed for the nation's deadly drug crisis. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A baby cut from his mother's uterus during a murder in April has now died at a hospital in Illinois. A woman and adult daughter are charged with the mother's murder, and now it looks like they'll be charged with the baby's murder as well. This is Fox News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, now ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It puts your profile in front of potential employers. And if they like your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today.
Today is Flag Day.
Celebrations of the American flag date back to the 1700s, but Flag Day wasn't officially designated as a national day until a 1949 act of Congress declared it would be celebrated every year on June 14th. The flag is celebrated with parades and ceremonies, but just as important are the rules surrounding the display of Old Glory. It shouldn't be carried flat, but always aloft and free. It should never be used for advertising purposes in any manner whatsoever. Do wear a lapel flag pin on the left near the heart. Don't use it as drapery or bedding, or wear it either. Yes, I'm talking about your American flag swimsuit. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The attorney for a Florida man accused of chewing the face off a man he killed says his client shouldn't have to prove he's insane. Fox's Evan Brown.
22-year-old Austin Haroof is infamous for being a suspected face-eating murderer charged in the 2016 killing of a Palm Beach County, Florida couple and then eating the face of one of the victims. Now his lawyer says it's unfair to make Haroof prove he's crazy in order to plead insanity. The attorney says a self-defense claim would require prosecutors to prove it wrong, so it should be on the prosecutors to prove Haroof isn't mentally ill.
No decision yet from the judge. The trial starts this fall. A huge wildlife trafficking bust in Vietnam.
Customs officers in Vietnam seized 7.5 tons of elephant ivory and pangolin scales this week, making it one of the country's biggest wildlife trafficking cases. Pangolins, also known as scaly anteaters, have earned the reputation as one of the most illegally trafficked mammals in the world. The gentle animals are sought for their scales, which are sold on the black market for traditional Asian medicine.
That's Fox's Carmen Roberts on Wall Street. The Dow is down 39 points. And I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now. Our apologies to our folks along the Nevada Talk Network. We had some technical difficulties, some glitches this morning, but we'll be ready to roll on Monday. Today is the day we get all geeked. We work hard, like you. We work hard 4 days a week, so that on that fifth day of the week, we can celebrate.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
Yeah, it's the day that we have fun. We try not to take ourselves too seriously, and we celebrate.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
Ah, come on, you know better. It's Friday. It's the day that we celebrate. I just love it. Oh, Friday. It's going to be so good. Big show today. Victoria Seaman will join us. Just after 10:30, she is the councilman-elect for Ward 2 in Las Vegas. She won her race. Rico Aller will join us from Northern Nevada. There's a whole lot going on across the state. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. First, though, a guy that's just back from our nation's capital, Pat Casale from the MultiCare Group. He was pressed in the flesh, meeting members of Congress, and talking about association health care plans. And Pat Casale joins us. Pat, good morning. How you doing? Whoops. Let's see if we can get Pat on the phone here. There we go. Pat, go right ahead. How are you, my friend? Well.
There.
There we go.
Are you there?
There we go.
I'm good. I'm here. I can hear you. You can't hear me?
I can hear you just fine now.
All right, good. Victoria Seaman, God bless her. That was a big victory. We needed her to win. She worked her butt off, and she kicked butt and took names. But on the big note, we were back in D.C. with HAFA, Health Agents for America. And by the way, Kevin, I'm lining up a lot of nice talent to be joining me on this when I'm filling in for you when you're on vacation.
Outstanding.
I'm hoping to get Senator Cassidy on the air. But I got to meet with Democrats and Republicans, and I'm excited. I met with the D.C. Health Link, D.C. Exchange. I got to testify in front of their commissioner, and that went over really well. I learned from Joe Courtney, congressman from Connecticut, a Democrat, that the Cadillac tax will be dead by the 10th of July, around that time. They got 350 names on the bill to repeal it, and I think it's going to fly this time. I was surprised by how well there are 12 states that are against association health plans, but Jackie Rosen's staff, as well as Mrs. Mastos, Senator Mastos' staff, are supporting the Nevada Association Health Plans. I believe they'll get reinstated within the course of the next 6 months because they included essential health benefits, which was the number one hurdle that they thought wasn't there, and they found that they were there, and the numbers worked, and the plans worked. And finally, you're going to see drug prices really negotiated. The only problem is Big Pharma is in D.C. with both barrels.
Now, let me ask you. You mentioned that you met with both Republicans and Democrat members of Congress. Does this seem to be a bipartisan issue? Is this something that maybe we can all agree on?
On the Cadillac tax, yes. On the drug pricing, it's interesting because there was an article in one of the newspapers, The Hill, that said liberals rip Democratic leaders for writing drug pricing rules in secret. They couldn't understand why. The Democrats are definitely doing things their way. And I'll tell you something else I was told. The Democrats do not want to allow President Trump an inch of victory. They want to stop him and stonewall him. They are totally partisan, and they are not working for the United States of America.
Let me ask you, when you testified, when you gave them your expertise, I mean, you're on the firing line. MultiCare Group is a health care broker. Did you get a sense that they took you seriously, or was this just your 3 minutes of fame that or 5 minutes of fame that you see at a county commission meeting?
That's a great question. I'll tell you what happened. They ran such a phenomenal meeting. Their exchange is so well organized. I was not going to testify. Michelle was going to testify. My gal in my office, she went first. What happened is a key component of their exchange testified and body slammed association health plans as junk plans. So Michelle poked me in the ribs. She goes, "You got to speak." So when I went up there, I brought a litany of third-party information, the facts, partly that I created because I worked with creating an association plan, handed them to the commissioner, and then I testified. Now, there were three of us to testify, two consumers and myself. But after we all testified, they usually say thank you next. Well, not this time. The commissioner started asking me bold questions about the association health plans, and I said they're not junk plans. They're actually more vibrant than the plans being offered, and he goes, they cover essential health benefits. I said the only thing they don't cover is pediatric dental, which is really a trash plan because pediatric dental only covers cleanings. So if you have to have your kids get their fillings or have their serious work done on the teeth, you got to satisfy your deductible on your plan. So if you have a $5,000 deductible, you're paying $1 coverage for your kids over and above for cleaning. So it really is a garbage plan. It's not really a health plan that's conducive for your children. And when he heard that, he was in agreement. And I said, "Listen, if you need anything, call me." He goes, "And I will. I plan on it." And then Michelle made a contact with the Chamber of Washington D.C. And they're receptive to finding out more about our chamber products. The thing that was interesting, Kevin, is their chamber, their association, not association, their exchange has 5,000 members on individual, but they got about 80,000 on their shop, which is their group. But about 20% are the staffs of Congress. So Congress was forced to put their staff on the exchange in Washington, D.C. And if it wasn't for that, the exchange could actually falter because they wouldn't have enough bodies.
Again, Pat Casal from the MultiCare Group joining us just back from D.C. where he testified. And what was the body? What was the body that you actually spoke to?
It was a department. It was the head of the exchange as well as the commissioner and his team. And let me tell you right now, they kick ass in Washington, D.C. They negotiated rates. They want actuarial studies. Our exchange doesn't even come close to what they did in D.C.
Well, it's obviously it's a much bigger area. It's a much bigger population.
No. Let me tell you something. In Washington, D.C., They have about 5,000 people enrolled onto the exchange. The bulk of their business is Medicaid. The Medicaid in that area is probably at 100,000. So they got like a 20 to 1 ratio. For every 20 apps, one person gets to go on the exchange. Their shop exchange, which is a small group, which is one of the few, if there's one of three, I think, left in the United States, has the bulk of their people. The individuals in Washington, D.C. are either on Medicaid, or they're employed, or they're homeless, which is even scarier.
Wow. You mentioned that things would be changing, at least in some areas of this healthcare deal, by I think you said July 10th. Was that right?
The Cadillac tax, when that goes away, what that really means, when you hear the word Cadillac, you think a robust health plan. What the Cadillac really means is high. It's based on premium. So if your premium is $10,250 for a single or $27,500 for a family, and those numbers might have been up a little higher, but that was the original base. If that number is what your premium is at, the employer could be hit with a penalty. Now, everybody thinks Cadillac being platinum. Those rates have been rising across the country in so many markets that the silver plans are now at Cadillac levels. So that means a silver plan could cost an employer $10,000 plus for a single, $27,500 plus for a family. Hence, they get hit with a 40% levy on the difference over that number as far as a penalty. Well, by taking that off the board, unions and companies can start offering robust benefits and not have to worry about getting penalized. See, the assumption was by doing this, you would level the playing field. Well, what's really happening is we're getting rid of platinum plans because there's a tax. We're getting rid of gold plans, there'll be a tax. And guess what? The silver plans can go by the wayside. All you're going to have left are bronze. What happens when the bronze plan hits the Cadillac levels? Now you don't have any insurance at all? So these are the things that people have to realize. And when you start listening to those numbers, you start to say to yourself, where's Bernie going with a one-payer system or social Medicare for all? Medicare for all, under his basis, won't have any out-of-pockets. So if Medicare for all now costs a senior $950 or costs the government $950 per person, imagine what it's going to cost them without any out-of-pockets. It probably goes up to $1,500 a month per senior. How much is it going to cost for all the rest of the country? Where does the money come from?
So, Pat, what is the significance, though, of July 10? Is that by statute, by law, that the Cadillac plans go away? What is the significance of July 10?
All right, this is what Courtney told me. He goes, and I forget the proper language he used, but they have 350 signatures on his bill. It's totally bipartisan. What will happen is there's a formal way of going about it, and Nancy Pelosi supports it. And they'll bring it on. They'll vote on it automatically on July 10th because it'll expedite it. And he believes it'll be voted forward, and they'll get rid of the Cadillac tax.
Ah.
Even the CBO score on that is positive. They said that it won't. You know, a lot of times they're saying, "Well, we need that tax to cover expenses." They actually projected that they'd actually pick up an extra 300 people would be enrolled, which I don't understand how they come up with these numbers.
I think what you may be talking about is a discharge petition, where if you get more than 218 signatures, it can bring it to the floor. Otherwise, you have to wait.
That's the one.
Yeah, discharge petition where you need more than 218. You say they've got 310 or plus votes. 350. That'll bring it to the floor, and we'll bring it to a vote. So, you know.
Imagine a Democrat telling me. I got to meet some wonderful people. This guy, Joe Courtney, is a home run hitter. He was really interesting. Senator Lamar Alexander, he's on his way out. He's retiring. He's trying to get this stuff done. Hopefully he'll get things done that are positives. I'll tell you who I really enjoy. Bill Cassidy from Louisiana was great. I got to meet the guy, I think it's Representative Abraham, who's running for governor of Louisiana. This guy was a home run hitter as well. So, I mean, there's a lot of positives going on. Lindsey Graham's office was great. But my favorite was Congressman Mike Johnson. This guy was amazing. We sat with him at the Capitol Hill Club, had about 40 minutes of dialogue, just hanging out having a cup of coffee. He was hysterical. You should have heard him talking.
Wow. Wow. What is your sense about, well, let's begin with just the association plans. Have you talked to anybody in the Senate? You've talked to a bunch of House people, and they apparently are going forward with their discharge petition. But what about in the Senate? Is there bipartisan support for the association plans?
Well, what I can say is this. Jackie Rosen, Senator Rosen and Senator Mastos are both on board now because they learned that in Nevada, our association health plan covered essential health benefits. And they got bombarded from the chambers, from the Department of Insurance, from realtors, et cetera. And they're like, well, we didn't realize this was really good. So Jackie Rosen a few weeks ago was talking about how association health plans were junk plans. They now realize their constituents want these plans in place or they're going to lose votes. So they're on board. Like I said, there are 12 states that were against association health plans. And an association health plan doesn't fit every marketplace. It fits Nevada because of one reason. We have what's called community rating, and it works out really well. We had a proven product with the chamber for 20 years, and it worked. And everybody knows about it. And there's a lot of other states that want to follow our model, and it may work. And it's interesting because we have two carriers that were offering chamber association health plans in Nevada, Blue Cross and Sierra. And Sierra's parent company is United Healthcare. Why would United Healthcare compete against itself if it didn't make sense? And it works. It really does work. And sole proprietors should be able to get plans that are robust. And we've done that. And that's really where it's going. And a lot of these states don't have national plans that allow you to go anywhere in the country. They limit you to where you're at. And if you're in the rurals and you're limited, it's a problem. And what people don't realize is the Galvar plan was going to extend into Nye County next year and have a two-year rate guarantee. A lot of people were thinking, oh, my God, they're going to buy the plans and they're going to blow up. In Nevada, they don't blow up. They're solid. It really has to do with the way the doctors are being reimbursed by the carrier. The contracted discounts predicate what the premiums are.
Let me just ask you again, Pat Casal from the Multicare Group joining us. And, you know, this was all predicated by a court case, a judge making a decision on association plans and essentially halting the sale of such plans. How do we get past the judicial branch of government that seems to be standing in the way?
Well, if you notice, a lot of the lower courts were voting against Trump because it was political. But when it gets into the bigger hands, they're looking at it with a much more open mind, and Trump's been winning in the higher courts. That's what I believe will happen here for sure. And I think this time, though, the big difference will be I think that a lot of the politicians are going to embrace it, if it's possible, the lower rates. And I can tell you this, they're not looking to screw around with health care as much as, I'm talking the left, until they have control of the House and the President and the White House. If they get the White House and they have the House, you're going to see a big push for socialized medicine. If we maintain the White House for another 4 years, and I believe we'll win the House. This is the feeling in Washington that they can regain the House. We could have a triple crown: the Senate, we could have the House, and we could have the White House. I think a lot of things could change, and if the things that change are positive, it'll make it very difficult for the heir apparent in 2024 to make any adverse changes to a system that might be working.
Hey, Pat, you have yourself a great weekend. Welcome home. Unpack your bags. And thanks for going to Washington and fighting for us. We really appreciate it.
And give Victoria a hug for me. I'll talk to you later.
I will do it. I will do it. Victoria Seaman will be joining us in studio, by the way.
Hang on one second.
Yeah, we'll be joining us just after 10:30. I'm so excited. She is the new city councilwoman, Ward 2. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the sun, and I'm confused. On most days, you're all, oh, I love the sun, it's the best. But when you're driving, you're like, wah, the sun's in my eyes. What do you want from me? I shine when I shine. Like right now, you're driving around a curve in the highway, I hit you square in the face, and you don't see the car in front of you stop short. And if you've got cut-rate insurance, well, that's not too bright. So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Are you in good hands?
Call Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation. Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. And thankfully, the 80th legislative session here in Nevada is finally over. So what exactly did we learn? Well, really, we learned that big government is big government's biggest cheerleader. Everybody always says special interests are dangerous, but what they don't realize is government is the biggest special interest of them all. They had lobbyists up there, government unions pressured lawmakers, and in the end, it was government's priorities that really pulled the most weight with lawmakers, which is why what we do at Nevada Policy is so important. We got a few wins, we held the line on a handful of issues, and we were able to make some taxpayers' priorities the number one issue for some lawmakers. But obviously, there's still a lot left to do, and we can't do it without you. Visit NevadaPolicy.org and partner with us. We can keep Nevada free and prosperous, but it begins with good ideas, and it begins with you. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal too, it is live and local now. One of the things we're going to do in just a couple of minutes, we're going to talk with Victoria Seaman. New city councilwoman, Ward 2, Las Vegas. We will do that in just a couple of minutes. We're going to take a quick break. Yeah. We're going to take a quick break. Then we're going to come back. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
Fox Business Network on Wall Street. Stocks are lower in midday trading. Technology shares are falling after chipmaker Broadcom lowered its 2019 revenue forecast by $2 billion, saying customers are trimming orders because of the trade issues. And Americans ramping up their spending in May. Retail sales, a measure of purchases at stores and restaurants and online, increasing 0.5% from a month earlier, according to the Commerce Department, which is a sign that low unemployment and modest wage gains are encouraging consumers to shop. And Hot Wheels is getting ready to zoom into the new century with its maker, that being Mattel, giving America's best-selling toy an upgrade. Mattel has reinvented the venerable toy line as Hot Wheels ID, a physical and digital mixed toy that now connects to video play via a smartphone and tablet app. The Apple Store has nabbed an exclusive window of the next 30 days to demonstrate the toy and sell it at retail. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Fox
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. President Trump now says he would notify authorities if a foreign entity offered him dirt on a political opponent. The president telling Fox and Friends,
they say, oh, he would accept it. Well, if I don't listen, you're not going to know. Now, if I thought anything was incorrect or badly stated, I'd report it to the Attorney General, the FBI. I'd report it to law enforcement. Absolutely.
Democrats pounced on the president for saying he would be open to receiving information from a foreign source to benefit his campaign. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signing a bill banning sanctuary cities.
Sanctuary cities basically create law-free zones where people can come to our state illegally and our country illegally, commit criminal offenses, and then just walk right out the door and continue to do it.
Nine states have approved laws requiring authorities to cooperate with ICE. This is Fox News.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Brett Baer.
When someone watches the news, they want someone they can trust. Our job is to cut through the talking points.
Martha McCallum.
We're going to ask the tough questions because there's a lot of conventional wisdom out there that needs to be challenged.
Shannon Bream.
What I'm doing is making sure that whatever is developed through the day, people are fully informed from coast to coast.
We're 24/7 news, but we're really down to the minute.
We're going to be fearless. We're going to be fair. Whether it's 4 a.m. or midnight, we're there.
Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
Just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's Live and Local now. Kevin Wall with you and joining us in studio. I am so proud to say this. The councilwoman-elect for Ward 2, City of Las Vegas. She is Victoria Seaman, former member of the Assembly and now a member of the Las Vegas City Councilwoman. Good morning, Victoria, and congratulations.
Thank you so much. I am honored to be the new councilwoman-elect of Ward 2.
Tell me what it was like. Tell me what it was like on election night. I mean, you've been there, you've won elections, you've lost elections. Tell me what it was like as you're watching the votes be counted and you're hanging on every last precinct. Explain what that was like.
Well, when early voting and absentee came in, pretty much everybody thought we had won, but I was not going to celebrate anything until all the votes were in. And it took a little while, and I just kept myself really busy and, just hanging out with folks and friends. And then finally, when the results came in, I actually hugged my campaign guy and cried. We worked so hard, and I was so honored that the people of Ward 2 chose me to represent them. So it was really, 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 really exciting.
Okay, so what has gone down in the last couple of days? I know a lot of people have been calling you, reaching out to you. Have you had a chance to visit with either the mayor or other members of the city council?
I did. I met with the mayor the next day. Was really excited to we met and shared some time together. She is really incredible. I look forward to working with her. And I've met with two of the other council members since then. I think it's really important that you get to know the other council members. I already know Michelle Fiore and Councilman Anthony. And I got to spend some time with Councilman Creer. But my old colleague from the assembly, we had coffee together, and then I met with
and that's Diaz.
Diaz, and I met with Councilman-elect Knudsen this morning, and I think it's so important to get to know them so we can have a cohesive council, and that we can learn about what the issues are important to their wards, so we can all work together.
Let me ask you: we see the dysfunction in Washington. The dysfunction at times in Carson City, and you've experienced that too. I'm curious, is it possible? Because I watched the city council meetings, and everybody's very civil to one another. Nobody's calling anybody names. Nobody's trying to obstruct. A lot of the votes. A lot of the votes are unanimous.
Right.
A lot of them are, which is it surprised me until I actually watched an entire council hearing. Is it possible that and what is it that makes the Las Vegas City Council different in that respect?
Well, I'm gonna put this out, but I think that having it nonpartisan and the concentration is a few members and the mayor, and the real goal of everyone is to get things done for their wards, and I think that's the key. It's a nonpartisan position because the real concerns of the ward are really about things, ordinances. And so I think that's the key. And I think, again, it's a smaller group. And the idea that we have all tried to get to know one another in this short amount of time since we've been elected is really key to that cohesive council.
One of the big issues that has been out there is the Badlands issue in Ward 2. And I guess my question is, and you're part of replacing Soroka, and I'm just curious, what's going to be the first order of business for Councilwoman Victoria Seaman relative to Badlands?
It's going to be representing the whole ward. And I think that's the key here to what's happening now. I think that the Badlands thing is in the courts. And what the people of Ward 2 expect of me is to work on issues that are important now, public safety and other issues. I'm going to get my agenda pretty soon. It's kind of been a whirlwind. I mean, I'm asked to be in orientation and training, which I will be. But all of us, kind of after this election, have plans that are in our own personal life because we spent the last few months campaigning. And mine is to go to Paris and watch my daughter get married. She's getting married June 30th. It was planned before I got in this election. And it's a priority for me right this second. I just got a dress yesterday. I
didn't say yes to the dress.
Yes, I didn't want to be a mother of the bride, and I haven't even don't even have a dress to wear. So there's a lot going on, and I'm thank God I'm up for the task, and I'm ready to get to work.
I'm curious. I'm curious. What are the things you know, if somebody is to say, okay, what is the bailiwick? What is the mission statement for Victoria Seaman as city councilwoman in Ward 2? Give me the first two or three issues that you're going to be talking about, that you're going to be working on.
I think that what's important for Ward 2 is public safety. And I think that's kind of what I'll be working on. Getting to know the other members, like I have been, and finding out what the issues are on a whole. And that's what I'm anxious to get trained into how the city council works as opposed to state legislature. They're extremely different. So spending time with the staff, city attorney, and different people, and learning what our role is. That's really important for me.
I want to ask you about the election itself. You ran against a couple of Republicans and one prominent Democrat. And I'm curious how you navigated those waters. Valerie Weber obviously was late into the race, and a lot of people said she should have stayed out of the race. But I'm curious, from your perspective, how did you do that without ruffling too many feathers?
Well, I think the key was we got our message out and we resonated with the folks. 40% of that district, of that ward, was part of my assembly district. And people remember the promises made, promises kept. I think the key was just going out and staying on message and hearing what was important to the ward and making that a priority in our campaign. Some of the candidates really didn't walk door to door like I did. So they didn't really know what the issues were. And their message didn't really resonate with the folks of Ward 2.
Did you have debates?
No, we didn't.
So it's just, so in other words, you're being a former assemblywoman in that area. People already knew you.
A lot of folks did.
So you didn't have to introduce yourself. It's just, hey, I'm back and I'm here to help you again.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You've got a big event coming up, and you know, it's one of the things we don't do enough of. We don't do it enough in radio, and I think just in general, we don't say thank you enough. I love the politicians that have an extra $100,000 in their kitty, and they say, let's put up some thank you billboards. And then it's all of a sudden you start seeing thank you from Congressman XYZ. I think it's wonderful to say thank you. You're having a big event to say thank you coming up.
Yes, I am. And I want all the constituents of Ward 2 to show up. It's a victory party, and it's going to be Tuesday, June 18th from 6 to 8 at Paymon's on Sahara.
I love it.
Yeah, it'll be on Facebook. I will put it out in my email blast. So if you're not signed up on my email blast, go to victoriaseaman.com and get signed up. And I welcome everyone to come. It's going to be an exciting night. And I, again, bring your issues and concerns. I'm now your councilwoman-elect. And I do want to say thank you to each and every one of you out there who trust me to be your representative, and I will not disappoint.
More coming up from Victoria Seaman. Stick around. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk about the direction this city is headed. It's obviously growing, and with growing comes some problems, homelessness and some other things. We're going to talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. As we continue, it is Friday. It is live and local now.
Come celebrate the taste and press selection of classic Mexican plates.
My friends, you know breakfast is my favorite time of the day. And nothing can satisfy my appetite better than a big breakfast burrito from Roberto's Taco Shop. I can just taste it. Mounds of fluffy fresh eggs, crisp bacon, toasty potatoes, tangy cheese and salsa, all wrapped inside a steaming hot flour tortilla. Top it off with a refreshing drink and it's maravilloso. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you since 1964.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. Oh, yeah.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016. Or check them out at skclv.com.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's Live and Local Now. Kevin Wall with you. It is Friday. We'll get the Friday song in a little bit later on in the show because I love the Friday song. Joining us, Victoria Seaman. She is the councilwoman-elect for Ward 2, Las Vegas City Council, and she joins us. I know we've talked about your mission statement going forward, what you're looking at accomplishing early on. I know that one of the issues that I hear a lot about from people, and I witness it, and that is the homeless problem. And I'm just curious, from a city council perspective, how much can you do about homelessness? Can you, first of all, are you going to solve it in your first term?
I don't know that complete homelessness can ever be solved completely. It's been around since the beginning of time, but what we can do is we certainly can work on homelessness. And I think that at some point we have to look at the source of it. Not all of it, but a big source of it being drug addiction, recovery, mental illness. It's a big part of our homelessness. Veterans. I think it's important to look at public private partnerships. Like, you've got Veterans Village, that's so amazing. What can we do to help them expand that they're out there housing vets and helping them to get their lives in order. I know we have a project right now it's the corner where we have places for people to go and temporarily and be there and be able to shower. And so these are things we have to look at. So we do have things in place, but what I'd like to do is look at some of the things we can do to prevent homelessness.
Now, tell me, you mentioned one program that the city is involved with right now. Is the city doing enough, or does the city need to do more in this area?
I think we need to look at that. I think that's something that I need to delve into and find out exactly what we're doing and how we can do more. And again, I always believe in partnerships with private industry. I think it's amazing. It's amazing what Veterans Villages do. We got to look at some of these models. And then I spoke to, quite by accident, Elizabeth Gallagher, who had City Impact, which feeds the homeless, and she's doing great things. And I told her I'd like to meet with her and talk with her. So these are some of the things that we can do as council members is meet with these private partnerships and try to work something with them and help with the homelessness.
Is it unfair to say we need to fix homelessness because we are a tourism-based town and it's going to cut down on tourism? Is that unfair to do to say that it is a kind of a blight when what we're trying to do is sell Vegas and fun? And is it unfair to use that as an excuse for fixing it,
right,
or at least doing more about it?
I think we should just do it because it's the right thing to do. We are a city of tourism, and of course, we don't want people to not come because we're becoming like a city like San Francisco. I mean, I have no desire to go there because of what I hear about the homelessness, and it's really hard to walk around and. It's just an eyesore, but I think we should do it because it's the right thing to do, to find solutions for the problems in our city, regardless that we're a tourist city. We need to find solutions.
And your first city council meeting, do you get to make a speech or what happens?
I'm getting sworn in on that day, which would be July 3rd.
Okay, which will be July 3rd. Is there a city council meeting that day?
I believe there is.
So you will be sitting there on the dais.
I believe I will be. And I'm inviting people also to please come to that swearing in, especially my supporters. I would love to see you.
What time is it?
I have to get all that information. Okay. But hopefully you'll have me on again so I can give that. Or I'll give it to you and you can... let people know because we'll be emailing it out. So,
well, I think it is so tremendous. And I've seen you work in campaigns. I've seen you work in campaigns you've won and campaigns you've lost. And I got to tell you, I can't recall seeing somebody that's worked harder at doing this than you and your beautiful family and all of your friends and volunteers. I mean, you've got the most loyal group of volunteers that I think I've seen in city politics in a long time.
Yes, and they are the key to this. My team is the key, and I thank them for everything that they have done. They've been so loyal, so hardworking. If you think I worked hard, they worked just as hard. I was on the phone with them all hours of the night during this campaign, and I have to say, I will work this hard as the councilwoman of Ward 2. Because it's important to me, and I love public service. So I'm going to give it my all.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm so excited that you chose to come into studio with us. I know we were originally going to do it by phone. You said, now I'm going to come in studio so I could give you a hug and congratulate you in person. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You got a busy couple of weeks coming up, going to Paris, getting sworn in on the city council. And by the way, who's going to officiate your wedding? The big wedding?
Michelle Fiore. Councilwoman.
A fellow councilwoman is going to actually officiate in Paris. That's not
nice.
A bad gig.
Yeah, I think that's great.
I think that's wonderful. Hey, thanks so much for coming in, and I know we'll talk along the way. Thanks so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Victoria Seaman, the city councilwoman elect. That will change to city councilwoman, by the way, on the 3rd of July in studio. I want you to hear something that happened yesterday that was, to me, amazing. Sarah Huckabee Sanders stepping down as the press spokesperson for the president, the press secretary. And let's go to cut seven, because this is Sarah Huckabee Sanders and the president announcing her departure from the White House. But I want you to listen to how she put it. And, I mean, she got choked up. It was an emotional moment yesterday at the White House.
She's going to be leaving the service of her country, and she is going to be going, I guess you could say private sector, but I hope she's going to, she's comes from a great state, Arkansas. That was a state I won by a lot, so I like it, right? But we love Arkansas, and she's going to be going back to Arkansas with her great family, her husband, who's a fantastic guy, and her family. And I don't know, Phil and folks, if we can get her to run for the governor of Arkansas, I think she'll do very well. And I'm trying to get her to do that. But I just saw her in the room, and I really wanted to call her up. She is a special person, a very, very fine woman. She has been so great. She has such heart. She's strong, but with great, great heart. And I want to thank you for an outstanding job.
Sir.
And thank you. Come. Thank you, honey.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'll try not to get emotional because I know that crying can make us look weak sometimes, right? This has been the honor of a lifetime, the opportunity of a lifetime. I couldn't be prouder to have had the opportunity to serve my country and particularly to work for this president. He has accomplished so much in these 2.5 years, and it's truly been something I will treasure forever. It's one of the greatest jobs I could ever have. I've loved every minute, even the hard minutes. I have loved it. I love the president. I love the team that I've had the opportunity to work for. The president is surrounded by some of the most incredible and most talented people you could ever imagine. And it's truly the most special experience. The only one I can think of that might top it just a little bit is the fact that I'm a mom. I have 3 amazing kids, and I'm going to spend a little more time with them. And In the meantime, I'm going to continue to be one of the most outspoken and loyal supporters of the president and his agenda. And I know he's going to have an incredible 6 more years and get a whole lot more done, like what we're here to celebrate today. And I don't want to take away from that. So I certainly want to get back to the tremendous thing that the people behind me have done. And thank you so much, Mr. President. It's truly an honor.
Thank you.
Wow. Sarah Huckabee Sanders. That's powerful stuff. Coming up, Rico Waller joins us from Northern Nevada. Our eyes and ears in the Northern Nevada area. Rico Waller will join. By the way, a former member of the California legislature. Yeah. This guy knows what legislating is all about, especially when you're in the minority. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the sun, and I'm confused. On most days, you're all, oh, I love the sun, it's the best. But when you're driving, you're like, wah, the sun's in my eyes. What do you want from me? I shine when I shine. Like right now, you're driving around a curve in the highway, I hit you square in the face, and you don't see the car in front of you stop short. And if you've got cut-rate insurance, well, that's not too bright. So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Are you in good hands?
Call Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation. Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000.
ABET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
The debate line.